You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello, everyone. And in this podcast, I'm going to demonstrate the newly introduced screen sharing feature that was introduced in macOS 26. This feature allows you to remotely control another Mac and hear voiceover through that Mac as if you were at that Mac. You can even select a different voice, or if you have low vision, change the cursor color. I'm going to first talk about the settings for screen sharing, and you can get to those by going to VoiceOver Utility with Control Option Function F8, or just Control Option F8 depending on your keyboard.
Opening VoiceOver Utility. VoiceOver Utility, VoiceOver Utility, Utility Categories, Row 1 of 12, General, Selected, Has Keyboard Focus.
So now we're in VoiceOver Utility, and as you hear, it says General. And the easiest way to get to this is to interact with the table.
In Utility Categories.
And then press Control Option Function right arrow or Control Option End on a desktop keyboard.
Screen Sharing, Row 12 of 12.
And there you are.
Out of Utility Categories.
So here you have the following options.
You can use VoiceOver to control another Mac using screen sharing. Open screen sharing button.
And that's one way you could open the screen sharing app.
When interacting with a shared screen, heading.
When interacting with a shared screen.
No change, speech pitch, pop-up button.
So if you wanted to, you could raise or lower the pitch.
Menu, three items, checkmark, no change. Lower pitch, checkmark, no change. Raise pitch, checkmark, no change. Closing menu.
I like it set to no change.
Nikki, voice, pop-up button.
And that's what I have the voice set to for screen sharing. I have it set to something different usually, but that's, you can also...
Menu, 47 items, check default voice.
You can have it default or any voice in your voice rotor.
Closing menu. Add voices to your voice rotor to use them here. Blue, voiceover cursor color, pop-up button.
And this is the color of the voiceover cursor if you have low vision.
Stays in shared screen, stop interacting behavior, pop-up button.
So this controls how you want to switch back to controlling your device. The options are, you can stop interacting, and depending on the setting, that will either stay in the shared screen, or that will exit.
Menu, two items, checkmark stays in shared screen, checkmark leaves shared screen, checkmark stays in shared screen. Closing.
I like it set to that, and the way you return to your local device is Control Option Command Shift R.
You can always leave the shared screen by pressing Control Option Command Shift R. All commands control remote device. If remote device has VoiceOver on, pop-up button.
So this, I'm assuming, is like Command O for open or Command N for new and all that.
Menu, check most commands control remote device. Most commands, checkmark all commands. Closing on the other device, heading, silent, VoiceOver speech and sound, pop-up button.
From my testing with another friend who I've done this with, that does not seem to work.
Menu, two items, checkmark silent, audible, checkmark silent. Closing menu, hidden, VoiceOver visuals, pop-up button.
And those are your VoiceOver visuals.
Help button.
And that would show you the help article already to screen sharing. Okay, so now how do you actually connect to someone's device? There are several ways of doing it, but the way I do it is over the network via screen sharing and Tailscale. You can also connect to somebody else's Mac via iCloud by entering their Apple ID in the Messages app. I'm not really too familiar with those methods, so I'll show you how I use the actual screen sharing app to connect. So you can either go to your Utilities folder in Finder within the Applications folder and open the screen sharing app, or if you're already in VoiceOver Utility, you can use that Open Screen Sharing button, which is what I'll do right now.
You can open screen sharing button. Screen sharing, all connections, table, no selection, has keyboard focus.
So here we are in the screen sharing app, and I have several devices I've controlled already. If you haven't, this table would probably be empty. You could press Command N to add a new connection.
Hostname or Apple account now in screen sharing, connect to edit text.
And here you'd type in your host name, like the IP address, or you could type in somebody's Apple account. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to click cancel.
Cancel button. Connect. Dimdif cancel button.
You can also click connect.
Now in all connections. Table. No.
I'm going to be connecting to my friend Nico's Mac Mini. He's given me permission to connect to his Mac.
Nico's Mac Mini, August 8th, 2025 at 6:53 p.m.
Okay, so now I'm going to do VO Shift M on the Mac.
Menu, five items. Connect. Edit. Delete. Add to existing group. Submenu. Create new group. Connect.
And I'm going to click enter on connect.
Closing menu. Nico's Mac Mini. August now in window. Can enable accessibility features on shared screen.
So before it said now in window connecting, but it connected before it finished. Now it's asking me if I want to enable the accessibility features on the shared screen.
Enable accessibility features on shared screen. Table. No selection. Into voiceover.
Voiceover.
On switch.
So you can turn that off, but I don't know what that would do for me. I've not messed around with that.
Reduce motion. On switch. On switch.
That's the only other accessibility feature I currently have on, and I just have that on the safe battery life. But if you had like voice control or something else enabled, that would probably show up in here as well.
Out of table. Voiceover will not be seen or heard by anyone in front of the remote Mac. Reduce motion can be seen by anyone in front of the remote Mac.
Okay, that's fine.
Show all button.
Show all.
Show active only. Cancel. Show active voice table. Into voiceover. On switch. Zoom. Dim off switch. Increase. Dim off. Reduce mode. On switch. Differentiate. Dim off. Reduce. Dim off. Toolbar. Dim off. Dim off switch.
Okay, I don't know why some of these are dimmed, but you can click the show all button and find out all the accessibility features that can be enabled.
Out of voiceover. Show active only. But cancel. Okay. Default.
And then
button.
We click okay.
Nico's Mac Mini. Shared control mode. Shared screen.
And now we're in the shared screen window.
Toolbar. Nico's full screen. Nico's Mac Mini.
So here it says the name of the device.
Toolbar. In toolbar. 8 items. Control screen selected.
You can control.
Dynamic resolution is not available with a standard connection. Dimmed.
That's because I'm using network connection, so I believe that's just for visuals anyway.
High dynamic range over screen sharing is not available with a standard connection. Dimmed. Apps button.
Apps that these buttons would open the relevant window on the remote Mac.
Mission control button. Desktop button. Zoom group. In zoom group. 3 items. Zoom out button. Zoom to actual size button. Zoom in button.
That's for your visual zooming.
Out of zoom. Zoom to fit button. Zoom to fit button. Out of toolbar. Nico's Mac Mini. Shared control mode. Shared screen. Nico's Mac Mini. Shared control mode. Shared screen.
So once I interact with this, we're going to be hearing his Mac with the Nikki voice that I selected earlier.
Now control. Nico's Mac Mini. Shared control mode. Shared screen.
Application. Popover. But messages.
Okay, that's his messages. I do not want to read those.
Quit messages.
Okay, so now I should be on his desktop.
Files.
Yep, I am. Okay, so now I am on his Mac, and I can control his Mac as if it was my own. I can go to the Apple menu. I could open system preference, system settings.
Apple, about this Mac. System settings, 2 updates. About this Mac. System information, about this Mac, image.
And just to show you that it's really his Mac.
Mac Mini, 2023. Chip. Apple M2.
There's his M2 Mac Mini.
Memory. 16 GB. Startup disk.
And say you suddenly want to control your device, you can press Control Option Command Shift R.
Now controlling local device. Toolbar. Nico's Mac Mini. Toolbar. Nico's Mac Mini. Shared control mode. Shared screen.
And now I'm back on my device, and if I want to go back to his device, I Control Option Shift down arrow here.
Now controlling share screen.
System information startup disk text is in the voiceover cursor.
And it lets you know it's in your voiceover cursor. So I'm going to close this window.
Close button.
And it's literally just like a regular Mac, but you're controlling somebody else's Mac instead of yours. It's really cool. It's like integrated within voiceover, which is really nice. So you don't like previously before this feature existed, the way I would control his Mac if I needed to was he would have something called TeamTalk open, and he would route his audio through TeamTalk through loopback, sort of like what I'm doing for this recording. And then I would connect to the TeamTalk server where that was being hosted, and then I would open the screen sharing app and connect to his Mac, and that introduced audio latency. But this, there's not really a lot of latency. I can navigate pretty quickly.
Apple, about this Mac. App Store. Recent items. App Store. System settings. 2 updates.
Looks like he has 2 updates. I can even update his Mac from here if I wanted to.
Closing menu. System settings. Now in. Window. Sidebar. Row 11. The vertical scroll area. In. Manage. About. Software update. Button.
So yeah, it is his Mac. It's not mine. It's his.
Software. Vertical. Software. Mac OS. Check for update. On. Automatic. Check for update. Mac OS Tahoe 26.0. Check for update. Button.
I could check for updates update. If I wanted Group. To. So yeah, I mean, it allows you to control... It allows you to control
text
anyone's Mac
now
you have
untitled.
Access to.
Edit text.
Now controlling local device.
Oops, I accidentally quit something. Yeah, so it allows you to control any... It allows you to control his Mac and take full control of it. You can, and the other person can interact with... the other person can interact with their device, and they can do things too. And you'll hear whatever they do on their Mac. So that's a quick look at screen sharing. I hope you have found this useful, and we'll see you in the next podcast. Thank you for listening.
This podcast was brought to you by the community at applevis.com. Applevis, empowering people who are blind, deafblind, or who have low vision to get the most from Apple products and related technologies. A proud member of the Be My Eyes family. For more information, visit our website at www.applevis.com.